All right, it is currently July, what, 11th?
Yes.
July 11th. It is the date of the release of New Valiant Comics.
Bloodshot!
Bloodshot 1, which is, well, we'll get to talking about it. Harbinger 2, and we're a week away from the introduction of the third EXO. We're into the thrust of Valiant Comics. Welcome. This is the second best Valiant Comics podcast.
No, this is not a Valiant Comics podcast. This is the Valiant Comics podcast game show.
We're a little bit late, apparently. My daughter is on something interesting, apparently. I'm Kevin.
Today we have a special guest.
Well, introduce yourself first, Goofus.
Oh yeah, I'm Madeline.
Yeah, and I actually am recording today with my younger brother in tow. Say something.
Matt is my name.
Matt is my 3.5 year younger brother, and we got chatting last night about old Valiant stuff. Actually, we just started talking about the Silver Age Marvel comics that I'd sort of loaned you over to listen or read to his sons, and then we just got chatting about Valiant, so I thought I'd pass those along to him since they came out today. And so Matt is here and may or may not add his expertise.
Depends.
With what's going on. But what I'm thrilled about talking about new Bloodshot and new Harbinger. Matt, do you want to talk about Bloodshot first
and
or Harbinger?
Kickers.
Well, we'll get to New Universe later. New Universe we'll get to later. But first let's talk about these news things. Most people are not the New Universe addicts like we are.
We're not New Universe addicts. I hate Kickers Incorporated.
Well, Kickers Incorporated sucks. We can universally agree on that. But there's some good stuff about it.
We are Kickers Incorporated.
Well, we slammed on them last month. Let's not slam on them again yet. You want to talk about Bloodshot first or Harbinger?
Harbinger.
All right, let's go to Harbinger.
I didn't read that one today, so I haven't had a refresher yet.
Harbinger? You read today.
Well, yeah, but I read that one twice today. So.
Well, okay. Well, let's talk Harbinger first,
before
then.
I forget.
And Matt, you have read Harbinger.
No.
But if you want to jump in anytime, what did you think about Harbinger first?
It was cool.
Okay, more than just cool. Remember, cool tells me nothing about what you think about it. Why was it cool?
It was cool. I liked the beginning with Toyo.
The background of Toyo, I thought was pretty awesome. What did you like about it?
I liked the fact that the little baby with the terrible memories.
Mm-hmm. Bringing out those powers of terrible memories. Mm-hmm. Now, my reading so far has been about bringing this guy in or talking about who this person may become or the long term of him. Do you think this is a failure of Toyo? Do you think it's a success of him? Do you think he's an ally or a future long-term kind of thing?
Well, I think he's an ally, like, right now.
Right now in the 10 years ago or right now in the now?
In the now thing with the feet.
Okay. I don't know where they're going with him. And someone talked about the
he's
connection.
He's an ally now.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely an ally now because he's helping him, but I think later on he'll get not an ally.
Well, here's the two things that have been brought up about this character that's so important. Looking at the perspective of the XO first issue, where you've got that baby, that vine baby that's put there, mm-hmm. and the close-up of that vine baby's face, being the who the heck is this person? Some strong suggestions. There's a connection there between that Vine Baby from EXO Man of War and from what happens now in this baby here. Yes? No? What you think?
Well, I think actually what mm-hmm. I thought when I read that first was mm-hmm. that the actual guy who is EXO might be that baby.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Wait, Eric?
Yeah.
XO? Oh, I don't think that. I think that's going too far. Because Eric still hasn't even arrived at Earth. remember when Eric leaves, you've got the vine leaving the babies here, that connection, that baby that's, you know, I take the baby and I put in a vine one that turns into a baby, and the end there. The suggestion is that there's a connection there between that. Yes,
there has
no?
to be. They wouldn't put it there. There wasn't.
Yeah, I think that's so as well. You got a couple things going there. The first panels, but also look at the art there, suggestion. It's so different, and they lead with it. Obviously, it's going to be important, but the perspective I keep thinking of is
this is mega baby.
Well, yeah, it's this impacting the world kind of thing, changing in the art kind of thing, but is this going to be an ally of Toyo, or is this going to be a great failure of Harada? Like, I messed this baby up so much. Oh, God, now I've got to go help out all these other Psyots. Because one of those interesting things about this, and I remember reading interviews with writers at the beginning, is we want people who are going to agree with Harada. We want people to read these first four or five issues and think, Harada is the right person. I want to agree with him. His methods may not be the best, but this is who I want to agree with. Yes, no, indifferent. What do you think?
Yep.
But there are certain things about...
Shoot.
You know, complicated... Some of the most interesting books I've read in the last few years don't necessarily differentiate between good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or they do, but they switch. They switch again. And good people do bad things, and bad people do good things. And it becomes very confusing over who's a bad guy and who's a good guy.
Exactly.
And that's... I don't remember the original art. It was a very clear line. Pretty much who was a bad guy, who was a good guy.
It was relatively different.
Harbinger,
it was grayer.
It was grayer, but it was still
yeah.
pretty.
Harada was the bad guy. He did the wrong things.
And they did the good guys did bad things, but they were still definitely the good guys.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
The good guys, like, they stole cars and they stole money and they
right.
took care of them.
Are you alluding, Matt, to the Game of Thrones?
Of course, yeah.
Of course, yeah. There's been discussion on this, and it's
about.
Certainly...
I have no idea what they're talking about when they say
okay.
Game of Thrones.
That's okay.
You will eventually.
Yeah, you'll get there, Mads. Don't believe it. I'll thrust it under your eyes.
And that's what's the best thing about that particular thing. I know I'm a homer for that particular series.
No.
The best thing about it is people you start beating, you really come to understand. And it's like real life, you know? There isn't black and white in real life, I don't think. And that's what I hope they're doing here. Now, it's something cheesy like Harada's actually the puppet master behind Mr. Tull or whatever that thing is. That's kind of... I'm not going to say lame, but I think that's just going to... That's.
He might be.
Well, I think you've got too many people acting at the same time. I don't think that's the way it's going to be.
Well, I hope not.
I don't think it can be. I think there's so much... richness that's thrown there. Growth availability concept. Did you catch in on the connection there between Bloodshot and Rye? Bloodshot and Harbinger.
No.
Which one?
What connection?
Okay. Mr. Tull is a member of Project Rising Spirit.
Is he in that one?
Uh-huh. In what's Harbinger. They say...
No, I know Mr. Tull, but he's not in Rye, right? He's
no.
not in Bloodshot.
Harada refers to Tull as a member of Project Rising Spirit.
Which is the one that...
Which is in Bloodshot.
Yeah, they
just
say
don't...
Project Rising Spirit. I'm right. sorry, we're referring to the comics right now.
I feel as though
I
have
a
very
phone?
Small amount of the information needed.
That's
to really understand exactly what's happening here.
That's the good thing about it, Matt.
But I think that there's...
Again, we're talking old Valiant here, and your recollections are gray at the best.
My recollections at the best are gray.
Right, but...
And how the biggest thing is how the connections are, and because they're talking about time... And I said this earlier today, time
okay.
travel. As soon as time travel shows up, it's stupid. I'm sorry. Nine times out of ten,
right.
it gets stupid. You
right.
can say Days of Future Past is a perfect example of how
yes.
time travel worked out.
It worked out
and
beautifully.
It
was great.
Beautiful.
And, wonderful.
And
any other time travel, no, need I point out Excalibur?
Excalibur, well, Excalibur sucked.
Excalibur.
Yeah, time, what Game cross time paper?
What?
What's next? Grapes of Wrath?
Remember, that was, remember when we talked about the worst, I'm not going to call that a crossover, but that was the worst issue after issue of what is happening.
Well, I remember the cover that said, Cross Time Caper is still over. That's my favorite.
That might have been the funniest thing I've ever seen in my time. Yeah. I remember that. That was great.
Cross Time Caper is still over.
I do believe when time travel becomes involved, it becomes stupid. And it's focus, and it becomes so much more about, it's not about the comic anymore or the story anymore, it's about the philosophy of time travel and paradoxes and stupid garbage.
Looking at this picture.
Let me go back. One more good example. Unity, again, gray in your brain.
Which one was Unity?
That was the thrust of the Valiant. That was the Valiant.
It was like all of them.
Crossover.
All together. Like Solar. That's why I'm
so very confused about what's happening here is at the end of the Unity crossover, Harada
Unity
is not killed by an ancestor of Pete.
No.
Yeah, and then the heart, and then Harbinger
Unity is like not a
sails
crossover.
Off into the sunset on a spaceship. I'm telling you.
No.
They do.
You're misremembering. Then
what is that from?
Unity.
I don't know what you're remembering.
Unity is not a crossover. Unity is a blah.
Unity is awesome.
No, there was one. There was a.
Unity is a not a blah. Unity is a ploosh get together time
travel. Maybe I'm thinking of a different comic book, but Harada extends his life by switching personalities with people. Right?
It is Rai Zero.
Is that what happens?
Yes, it's Rai Zero. You're remembering okay. Rai Zero. Eric kills him during Rai Zero and extends, and he shifts his persona into other people.
Who does? Harada.
Harada, yeah.
He shifts himself by doing that. But eventually what happens is a descendant of Pete shifts into him.
Yes.
And then somebody sails off and Harbinger just goes,
That
was dumb.
That is the moment. Like, you can tell. Okay. Again, we're getting way too far into the philosophy of this. Shooter was pretty much fired during the writing of Rai Zero.
Okay.
The beginning part that's awesomeville, before that sucktasticness happens, that is Shooter. And then you can tell right there, that's where Shooter gets fired, and somebody else comes in, and it's like, alternate personality, wearing new hats, kind of garbage.
That's why I can't remember what is happening here, but that's when, as soon as that kind of thing happens, that's when I think.
It's like changing from the Indiana Jones song to the Star Wars song.
And that's where it just gets, I think where comics, they're trying to outsmart themselves at that time. And that's where this becomes confusing, is now I feel like we're time traveling right now. Because we have the old and the new, and they're rebooting, and we're at the same time talking about the old and the new. And so I am so confused about what's happening,
because
it's a different story, but it's the same story, and they're filling it in with more.
I know.
I like the artistry, though. The artistry is pretty
cool. Okay, I'm looking at this picture in Bloodshot, and I'm thinking,
creepy. We're not in Bloodshot, we're still on Harbinger here.
Okay.
Harbinger, I thought, the first comic, and
again, I didn't read the first one, but I'm sure it was great.
It was good, but the
The original, like, number Harbinger, number one, new one,
or
the old
Harbinger?
Okay. The first 2012 Harbinger art was, at best, mediocre.
Oh.
A lot of criticism for it. But I have to say...
The one before this.
Right. No, the one before this. Okay. The art in Harbinger 2, way so better.
Well, I like that, actually. This is nice. I like some of these... Some of these images are pretty intense, like with the...
Very good.
The whiteout.
Very, very good. Yeah, the whiteout I thought was pretty powerful, and also the shift in the sepia tones, sort of brown at the beginning, to the regular blacks and whites, especially at night. Beautiful. First Harbinger art,
just
not
so
as good.
The original
this
Harbinger.
This is going to be a very
Harbinger
long podcast.
Harbinger 1, 2012. Now, we're gonna talk for a while. But it wasn't as good.
Like,
and
it changed, I guess.
It's the same guy, it's the same stuff.
It just
feels better in the second issue.
Mm-hmm.
It feels much better.
All over the
Daddy,
place,
you said you
show
me the Archer and Armstrong cover.
I will. We'll do when we're done.
There are certain images which are awesome, you know. I mean, really stick out, you know. And I think that sometimes the black and the white or the stark images, for me, just in general, stick out more than otherwise. That's why Bloodshot is looks so cool. A white guy, black hair, with a red spot.
Yeah, that.
How do you beat that? That there's nothing better than that.
Well, that dude. Well, there's a guy. There's a.
What did you say about him again? That dude, what?
He's a badass.
He is a badass. The dude is a badass.
Hey!
I'm telling you right now, if I showed up like this, look like this, no one would mess with me ever.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
There's.
I would, but.
There's
you know,
a. There's a white guy with black hair and two red spots.
Okay.
That's better.
See, and this is what becomes... This is what's so...
And guns.
This is why... This is the reason I think this is going to be a hard sell for a lot of people who remember the first one. We are now talking... The old Valiant universe existed in multiple time periods.
Mm-hmm. It did, yeah.
Bloodshot had Rye, and you had to explain this to me just now. I remember. Bloodshot was now. Rye was in the future. Exo Manowar was now. And
Magnus was future.
Magnus was in the future. But the whatever super powerful guy was both.
Eternal Warrior.
Solar.
Yeah. Eternal Warrior.
Solar, right?
Solar existed in the present, but the Destroyer existed in the future.
So we're talking about two different time periods. Mm-hmm. In the first series, which is the 80s series.
90s.
And we're talking two different time periods.
And Eternal Warrior and... Armstrong.
I've got to be honest. I almost feel as though, I know it's impossible to, I wish I hadn't read any of the first ones.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Shoot. No. Go.
Now I'm just confused.
Now, you read these 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 20
years ago. Right? 90s. Shoot, man. You were a baby then.
Well, I was...
Baby.
How old are you? 11?
12.
Right? 12. We had this conversation already.
Yeah.
So, you're 12. I read those when I was probably 13 or 14.
Yeah, you were...
So, I was your age when I read these. Well, maybe later. Maybe
a little bit later.
School. So, say 13, 14, maybe 15, when I read what I did read. And I didn't read a lot. And I remember being very, very, very impressed with them. Did you read the old ones? Did you read the good ones and the bad ones?
No, she read the good ones.
I read the good ones.
Not the bad ones.
I read the good ones of Valiant. I read the bad ones of Marvel.
Right. I don't want to hear about New Universe. That just looks cheesy.
It's,
don't even tell me.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about it.
We'll
I never
about.
Knew it existed when it happened. I don't want to know about it anymore.
He has looked at the covers. I showed him Kickers Incorporated. Yeah.
I'm determined.
He went, I don't want to read that.
I've determined the text sucks. Stupid. It says to me, awful. What? I remember thinking Harbinger, and maybe it was because I was a teenager at the
it
time.
Was.
But it was awesome.
I have
awesome.
To say, I read it as an adult. It did
Where
not.
Where is Flamingo?
What do you mean,
I'm sorry.
You read it as an adult?
Yes.
Creator, if you are hearing this, put Flamingo in.
Flamingo's coming, don't worry. But, yeah.
I
am pretty darn certain Flamingo will be back. I'll talk to you later.
Flamingo was like...
I can't talk to you right now.
I thought Torque was lame.
Torque was lame, but they killed him, and they made him better.
And that was okay.
Torque was...
Peter was awesome.
Yes.
He was really, really cool.
Yes.
Something about the whole series just spoke to me. I thought it was great.
Zeppelin, probably.
The original. Now, what did you think of the original?
That's what she's
Zeppelin
read.
Isn't in there yet.
Yeah, Zephyr's not in the new stuff.
Was
the
Zephyr
original
was the one that just floated, right? The girl that, like, mm-hmm.
She liked to fly around and people called her
And was
Zephyr.
A total dork.
That was really weird.
And was fat.
And was cool.
And was an outcast.
Well, okay,
and
the
was
great
cool.
Thing about it, the great thing about it was so... That's what was great about the entire comic. The entire comic line seemed so much more as realistic as realism could be.
As
it
realistic
was a time when
as
Marvel, because we didn't read DC, Marvel was like, everybody was dark and brooding and killing and, you know, everybody was dying.
Oh, wait. Superhero. Superman. He's dead. Wait. He's back.
It was wonderful to read a comic that connected. And as a teen... I totally agree with you. I read Harbinger.
So you reread them as an adult and you thought they were not as good?
Well, I reread them. Let me say this. I reread them as an adult, and they have not aged well. I mean, and its fault is it is very hip. It is very in the moment.
You mean it was hip.
Right.
It's stuck
in the
'90s. Right. That's its greatest weakness. Is it spoke so much to teens that it doesn't speak to adults. And Madeline reads it as an 11-year-old.
He thought it was pretty cool.
12!
Before, you read it when you were 11, is what I'm saying.
Well, but either way, you thought it, but you liked it a lot. You thought it was pretty cool.
You liked it, and as a teenager, I liked it a lot. It was great.
Are there other comics that have done the same thing?
I read Exo Manowar, and I thought it resonated better with me as an adult than it did as a kid. As an adult, Harbinger does not ring well with me because I'm cynical and miserable.
It's a comic book about teenagers.
Right.
And the reality is, all you read like it is, you're so stupid.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, quit your freaking whining and get a job. Exactly.
And I'm
get a
like,
job, you whiny
all you
little
wanna do,
kid.
All you want to do is right. wait, and all she wants to do is wait for that car to come pick her up and for Peter to zap her, and she's
right.
like, magic.
That's right. I'm like, get a job, kid. Come on, quit your whining, kid. Get it.
And here's me. Go, Flamingo.
Right.
Go, Flamingo.
Right.
Burn them.
It speaks that angst, that hatred, that misery. But as an adult now reading Harbinger, do you find it reads better to you?
So I haven't read the first one in 20 years.
Okay. This, the one you read just before we recorded, did you like this?
I did, too.
Harbinger is probably the most realistic that superpowers can be.
Yeah.
If superpowers were to exist in the real world, that's what I thought they would... That's what they would look like. It wouldn't be Spider-Man out swinging around and...
Oh, yeah. I'm swinging around and nobody's going to see me. Nope.
Right.
It was like, I'm going to fight the aliens. Really? Right. Aliens?
I'm going to fight... That's...
Yeah, again, right.
That's what Exo is. I'm going to fight the aliens.
Well, Exo hasn't made it back yet. And truly, we don't know what the take on... Exo.
So they're
going to
re-release, but again,
Daddy,
the company is going to re-release Exo.
Daddy
no,
likes
Exo's been out. Number two.
Oh, okay.
Number three is next week.
Daddy likes Exo when it was.
I liked Exo when
Exo was
the 90s.
Which was a robot fighter? Was that Exo?
No,
that was Magnus.
Yeah, well,
he it was
20 years, man. Exo's the guy
dude.
In the robot suit.
Yeah, I remember him with the arms and everything. It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
it is pretty cool, but.
Exo is the dude in the robot suit that fights
right,
the
what
aliens.
What time are we on here? How long have we been talking? This is... Yeah, this is...
We right. still haven't made it to
the The universe is going to be a end of the podcast.
I'm going to listen to
Oh, no. Kickers Incorporated.
Yeah, don't... Let's talk Bloodshot first.
Just talk...
What you think?
For
yeah, Harbinger, we're on 25 minutes and awesome bill. Let's... And by the way, all you people out at San Diego Comic-Con, we're... terrifyingly jealous, at least I am. I'll be there 2 years, 3 years, according to my wife. Swear to you, man.
We talked about this.
On the calendar.
We talked about it.
We're going to our cousin's wedding in Connecticut.
Yes.
Young Adrian is finally marrying her boyfriend of forever and a day. And weddings and funerals,
yeah.
This is a wedding, so it's a good day.
Weddings and funerals are... the thing that gets everyone together, and this is the good one.
Yes.
So
we're thrilled to be going out there again, and you're bringing home a pile of bread.
I think so.
Yeah. A mild shout out to my lovely cousins who run the most awesome Portuguese bakery in the universe, Elefante. If you're anywhere in the Danbury area, more than not likely, but if you can get there, get yourself on some Portuguese meat and or bread. Fantastic, Bill.
Yes.
Bloodshot. Yes, like, no, what?
Yes, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked the fact that the art changed when he woke up.
Okay, let me say this. How old are you?
I didn't even notice that.
12!
And a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I gotta say, for a girl, 12-year-old, to like a comic that's about...
I like dolls.
It's about shooting and blowing things up and killing.
Okay.
Pretty awesome.
Boom. Yeah. Dead.
It's more of like a dreamscape. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Like
the fuzzy. Yeah. I noticed it at the time, but I didn't really think of it.
Even listed boom, like boom. The different artists there are listed in the front end of it.
Boom.
I gotta say that the
guy went boom boom.
Freaking
more.
Brilliant.
I have to see more of it to really judge.
I know. But look through the book. Look through the 20
again,
pages.
It's going to be, not that this is a bad thing, it's going to be the same thing, which I like, is who is the bad guy?
Yes.
The eternal question of who's good, who's bad, I think when you don't know that, and you're constantly guessing, you have to search for it, I think that's interesting.
But I
have to say, that was excellent observation, Madeline, about the art. I did not notice that, and not that I'm an intelligent person, but I did not notice that.
Put the aside out, My lovely brother here introduced me to Game of Thrones.
Yes, right.
That's right. And I threw it at four of my friends. Did I tell you we're going to like a? Now we haven't scheduled one of these in 2 years. We go out and have dinner and discuss the novels over.
Did you read all of them yet?
No.
You have to read them.
I understand.
Daddy,
you have to read the fourth
and fifth
two times.
Okay.
First time through, you're pissed the entire time because none of your favorite characters.
I'm at a half right now.
Yeah. The second time through,
okay,
you read it and you're accustomed and you're not expecting it anymore.
Can I ask
you
some advice?
Yes.
Should I read the fourth one and the fifth one and then go back and read the fourth one?
Read the fourth one twice first. It doesn't really matter because they're supposed to be written as one book.
Okay. It doesn't matter. You tell me.
Okay.
Four, five.
Since
there
you
are,
guys
there
are
frustrating on. Things about the fourth one too, the fifth one too, because the fourth one you're pissed because none of your favorite characters are in it.
I know that.
The fifth one, you're finally, thank God, my favorite characters are in it. But do you remember? This is now we're gonna be real geeky. Remember the fifth Harry Potter came out?
Hold on, everyone. The comic book podcast about Valley comic books is now prepared to get geeky.
Okay? Oh!
Look at
it. Calm it down! Oh!
We're gonna get geeky now.
I may have set myself up for a fall there. Do you remember?
Yes.
Nerds Unite. Do you remember when the fifth Harry Potter book came out?
Oh!
I told you. Did I tell you?
Yes.
Did I tell you I was gonna up the ante?
Yes, you did.
Do you remember?
We've upped the ante.
Let me throw back at you. My retort.
Do you remember when that came out? And
yes.
You were very, everybody was so, finally,
angry.
Finally, it came out, and you read it, and you were like,
angry at the book.
Sucked.
Yes, I did.
The reality
is,
it didn't. It just didn't meet your very high
it
expectations.
It sucked the first read-through. Second read-through, way better.
Way better.
Not me.
Still not
but,
as good as
but
the sixth one.
It's because of
sixth
your,
one better.
Your expectations were so
yes.
high.
The seventh one is
what's
so
gonna
good.
Happen
I
to
love
the fifth
the one.
One.
You're
what's happening to the fifth
quit
one?
Smoking crack.
Is the,
what? I love the seventh one.
What's going to happen to the fifth one is your expectations are going to be high because your favorite characters are finally back in it and they will not meet it because your expectations are too high.
I understand.
Overall, I think now that I've read them both twice now,
uh-huh.
I think the fourth book's actually better than the fifth one, even though my favorite characters are back in it.
Oh, okay.
Because the story progresses and it's finally like things happen you've been waiting for forever.
You need to start reading these. They're very good.
The first
Game of Thrones is excellent.
I thought we were talking about Harry Potter.
We could have first three books are the best three books I've ever read in my entire life. That's really saying something. I've read some good
best three books I've ever read in my entire life.
You say Monster High,
Catch
you're
Fire,
get out.
There you go.
You say Monster High, you're done.
She loves
I'm just telling you.
I like Monster High and Hunger Games.
Hunger
Anyways,
Games. She
let's go
Hunger
back.
Games.
Let's go back to let's get back on focus here.
But before we can go any further, you introduced me to Game of Thrones, and I'm grateful. I introduced you to Harry Potter.
You did. You bought me that first book, and I thought,
and
you are dumb from this kid's book. It's so dumb. Kevin gave it to me, and it literally sat on my floor for
probably.
A year.
And you read a book a week.
I don't anymore, but I used to read a lot.
Before kids.
Well, the problem is I can't find a good book to read anymore.
Yeah.
You want a good book? You want a good book? No, you want a good book? Read Battle Royale. If you like gore,
You should buy.
Yeah,
read
but
Battle
I don't
want
to read a book that's gross just to be gross.
No, you should.
I don't
gross.
Mind
yeah.
gore or
Battle
sex
Royale
or inappropriate
is...
things. I just think when it's just there just to be like, look, we're so gross, it's just stupid.
It's the Hunger Games kind of side.
No, but I mean, I like the Hunger Games. It was
what I'm saying.
I like flew through
the
that
epilogue
book.
Of the
and
Hunger
it's like
Games? That was stupid. The rest
what?
Of the book's okay.
The third one,
the epilogue, stupid.
I didn't.
Every epilogue in the history of epilogues is dumb.
Epilogues are dumb.
Okay, well, I don't think they're very dumb. Let's talk Bloodshot real quick.
Okay.
Bloodshot,
okay.
Yay! Now we're done.
Madeline, you loved Bloodshot, right?
Yes.
And that's from an 11-year-old kid, a nice kid, a girl.
I
have to insert the fact that you're a girl on the Bloodshot part.
No.
No offense. Listen, I mean this in the politest way.
Like Mommy always says, anybody can like anything.
Well, I'll say this to you. I know this may come as a shock to you, my lovely daughter. Your dad was a big-time dork. Okay? I know.
Oh, shocker!
I know. And your uncle, rather closeted, but also kind of dork. Closeted dork. You were way cooler than me.
I have an immense amount of... I have immense capabilities to retain useless facts.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is...
Every comic book I've ever read.
Right. I'm a big, crazy dork. You were not a big, crazy dork.
My dad was a big, crazy dork.
I wasn't, like, hit by any means, but I was not...
No.
You definitely blew me out of the route.
Right, right. Of Dorkville, I am way bigger.
I was
Daddy's
the mayor.
King of Dorkville.
You were king.
I was king of Dorkville.
I may have had a seat on your cab.
Yes, that might be a good way to put it. You were not like the coolest guy on the planet.
No.
Our sister, very, very cool.
She's the cool person.
Yes, she's... Would you say Kara's pretty dang cool?
She was very similar to the rest of us.
Kara's way cooler than me.
Yeah.
Aunt Kara's cool.
Anyways, let's go on.
Regardless, what I'm saying is, big time Dorkville here. I, big dork. You, okay, and again, I mean this politely. I love the fact that my daughter loves nerdy things. Nerd things. You walk into a comic book store in 10 years, the boys will drool over your dorkiness. You're like, yeah, I've read this obscure comic book here. I know this Silver Age piece of garbage. They'll be like, whew, this is a girl I need to ask out. But wait 10 years. Please don't tell me about that. I know, they're dorky, but they're nice. Listen, you like Bloodshot, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What did you like about it?
I like the fact that they made up the wives... For him and the wives and children.
The other lives part?
Yeah.
Matt, what you think?
I'm under a blanket.
It's hard to really say because it's such a small snippet of a comic or a story.
I know. I hate the fact that they have the little previews at the end and then it's like...
I know. It's
five
very,
pages long of actual comic.
It's almost limiting specifically because...
The previews might be longer than the actual comic.
Because of what they're trying to set up. Essentially, they tell... a story three times.
I'm under a blanket.
There's three different books. The first one, where he's like with his family, and then there's one after he dies, and there's one after he dies again. And I know it's the same guy, same story, but it's like I can't really make a judgment until they develop the character more.
Yeah.
I love this.
Of course you did.
I'm sorry. I loved this, and I did not come into Bloodshot thinking I would love it.
Roar.
By the way, the covers are beautiful.
Oh, I think the covers are incredible.
I think this has so much candy.
Do you have another cover?
Yeah, I'll show you the four. Let me put them out here so you can see them.
You won't be able to see them, yeah, people.
This one's the...
We will.
They can go to the
These
site.
The new ones now?
This is the
they
new
They publish
ones.
Them or they publish just the covers?
This is the 120 variant.
Ooh, that was cool.
Yeah, that's freaking awesome.
Okay, black and white with a red dot in his chest. You can't be cooler than that.
Yeah, that's
well,
the,
I mean, it goes back to, you know...
The David Aja variant.
You know, call this a ripoff of the Punisher or whatever you will, but it's the same sort of imagery. Black and white with the skull on his chest. You can't get any better than that.
Right, and this is the 1 in 50. They're beautiful.
What's Daddy has 50? That one.
That means they make 50 comics, and they one of those...
50 comics one. Is that one. And
one
Daddy
of them
has
is this one. And so I actually went to my local little shop, and I said, hey, guy, order 50 so you can get this one. He was like... You're awesome, dude. I'll get that for you. And I'm like, thanks. You kick
all things to Awesomeville.
I think this was nice too. That was pretty cool.
The two covers on the front end are fantastic. I think this actual cover is one of the better ones, and the EXO covers are phenomenal.
I really like that number one of
the Harbinger with the thought bubbles.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
I have to really say, the first time I saw it,
I read all of them,
and the second time, awesome. It's growing on me. The pull box is pretty good, but this one, the black and white one, amazing.
That one's cool. That one's cool too.
Well,
that's what I was so much.
Of course, it's cool. It's the 1 in 50 variant.
No,
it better be cool after that. I don't know. I have to think about it. I don't know if I'm there yet.
All right. Well.
Loved it. You promised you'd show me Archer and Armstrong cover.
I will show you Archer and Armstrong. I love this. I think it's a beautiful set. I think the comic is nicely told.
I want to see which one I want.
It's relaxing.
I'm making a wish list.
This is the pull box one for Archer and Armstrong.
That's Archer and Armstrong.
It's coming. Sucky. I thought the story was pretty brilliant.
There it is.
We're still talking about Bloodshot, right?
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Bloodshot. I thought the cover, the story was brilliant. I loved the switching back and forth on the art. I thought that was
cool.
Nicely done.
I did not notice that at all.
No, you did not. Because you are not cool enough.
And this is the Neil Adams. I mean, you talk about iconic comic book artist, 60s X-Men.
I'm dancing.
That's 1 in 100. It's a smaller one. It's 1 in 100 line, so it's going to be a little different, but it's a beautiful cover.
I know they're great.
That's
covers.
The last one.
But I wish they would not.
I
want to
see the last one.
Those 150s or 100s. It just makes me think it's.
They should make a talking one for
it. It is gimmick.
Guys.
It is a gimmick.
That crashed comics in the
90s. I understand it's gimmicky, and I understand it's crap. There's a back and forth discussion that I've actually removed myself from because of that. The intent is, let's say I'm a small comic book company, small comic book retailer, and my plan is to order, let's say, 10. And I put in a 1 in 20 variant, and I say to them, well, up your orders to this, and then you find some crazy person like myself who will buy that, and then as a retailer, I say, oh yeah, I'll charge you this much for it, which will cover the cost of those extras. Then there are a whole bunch of those out there. In the next few months, I'll move those to the quarter bin or the 50-cent bin, and somebody will come by and pick them up, and it'll get my stuff out there.
It's gimmicky crap.
I understand.
It's flooding the market.
I understand.
But I'm not going to say junk, but fluff. It's flooding the market just like they did in the 90s, and that destroyed the industry.
I know that, but when we were collecting, well, when I was collecting and you were reading my stuff, we're talking about, I mean, let's, 850,000, 1.5 million comics. Right now, okay, Avengers versus X-Men is 100,000. Harbinger 2, 20,000.
Okay.
At the outside. Well, Harbinger 1 is 30,000, which is nothing compared to the 850,000 of Bloodshot.
I understand how and why they're doing it, but it makes me very concerned. I think
slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope. I understand they're trying to get their stuff out there. I understand they're trying to do that. But
trying to make money.
They're trying to make money and make their products worth more. But one of the strengths of comics in the past was not the story always, but it was the collectability of it.
Yes.
By flooding the market, instead of having a good story with 10,000, they're having a maybe just as good story but 20,000, but it removes that part of the collectability. And maybe it's a good idea. Getting their stuff out there, just do it. Get it out there. It's a different world than it was in 1986. Absolutely. But that's exactly what they did to screw themselves.
The problem with it right now is, your average sales of a comic book, 10,000 copies, isn't enough to sustain. So let's say I've got a great comic.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
A great writer.
10,000.
A great
cover.
Penciler. cover or anchor story, if I'm only moving 10,000 copies in a month, I'm selling each one of those for $2 a piece.
I'm not trying to say I don't understand.
$20,000. Take half of that and go to the production cost, you know, and then split that amongst the rest.
I'm not trying to say I don't understand why they're doing it. I just think it makes me very nervous.
I understand. Something like Walking Dead, for example, which is your story of comic book industry right now, is a one in a million shot where you have something surviving for 4-6 years because it doesn't have a colorer. Have you ever seen Walking Dead?
No.
There is no coloring on it.
It's all black and
white. All inks only. So there's no... It's black and white. And then that becomes...
What about the cover?
A multi-million dollar seller. You've got one guy coloring the cover.
But again, it's a one in a million dollar shot.
Right.
One in a million shot.
Right.
It's never going to happen. Never going to happen again.
It's not never going to happen again. But the chances of it happening are very narrow. Hi, Jen. We're almost done. Your girls are going to bed. Sorry, wives are going to bed.
You went to
bed?
Hi,
hons. I don't know what time it is. It's 10 o'clock.
Not my
wife. No. Madeline's wife is of non-existence.
I'm not saying I don't understand why they're doing it. I'm not saying they're going crazy with it.
I know.
But at the same time, it does concern me.
Yeah, the practice is dangerous.
It's a slippery slope.
Okay. Did you like Bloodshot?
I did like it, but I wouldn't
rule
on it until the character development is in.
Sure.
Because, again, we're talking about 15 pages of development, and there's so much, there's a lot of opportunity there, but...
Mads, you like Bloodshot?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think we're approaching the hour mark here. 41 minutes, sorry. Let's move over to our new universe garbage.
Kickers in garbage.
Well, Kicker... Let's make fun of Kickers first and then move on to the rest
Yay!
Of the stuff.
Make fun of Kickers!
Well, if you've been with us at this point,
kickers
we're talking a lot
in
about...
garbage.
We're talking a lot about Valiant stuff and where we're going. But from here, let's discuss our new universe stuff, which is... A lot of what we've gone through.
A lot of garbage.
If you go on the blog, I'm actually caught up. Woo, woo! Which is pretty interesting in itself.
I'm not caught up.
No, Madeline's light years behind. I'm going to have to start her over again. Let's throw Kickers out first. What'd you think?
Garbage!
Yeah, it's junk. DeFalco, at a whole, I think, killed the new universe. Maybe... on his own, killed it. The cover is horrendous. The comic is bad. The story is not interesting.
Let's do DP7 last.
DP7 is, I think, phenomenal.
No, last.
Right. Let's talk last. Where you want to go next? You want to do more junk?
Yeah, let's do the junk first.
What was junk for you?
Actually, Justice.
Justice was junk? I did not hate Justice. I thought it was very dated.
We talked about stupid Kickers.
Yeah, we're done with Kickers, that crap.
Which this one is Kickers? Why is it called Kickers Inc.?
Because Tom DeFalco is a moron.
We are Kickers Incorporated!
Yeah,
yay! We call them the cheesy people from the 80s.
It was like a Marvel expansion pack or something like that, right?
It was a
different universe.
Yeah, a different universe of
it
comics.
It was before Marvel, and it was before
No,
Valiant.
It was not before Marvel. It was before Valiant, and this experiment with comic book characters in the real world. And that's what I think was most interesting about it. Okay. Kickers was crap. I mean, it was junk. From these seven, you thought Justice was the next worst? I'm asking.
Probably either Justice or Cyforce.
Okay. Where do you want to go first?
Cyforce.
Let's go to Cyforce. What's your feeling on this group of psionic characters?
Okay.
I thought it was okay, too. I thought it was improved from last month.
Oh, yes. It's like... Oh no, the guy died. Wait, his spirit is in us when we link our arms together and join our powers.
Right, let's not make fun of last month.
That's one step better than time travel.
It is not a lot better. But I thought this issue was much better.
Than last month.
Yeah, I thought it started a little...
poopy?
Juvenile. I hated reading comics about kids when I was a kid. Because it painted so many characters one-dimensionally. And I felt that at the beginning. Like, it looked at them, reverse Power Pack, for example.
Exactly. Yes.
Which was bad. It was just like, oh, I'm just dumb.
Well, because the problem is they made a product for...
I'm going to run around in my underwear.
Yes.
And get shot.
They made a product that was supposed to be geared toward children.
Yes.
And because comics, the reality is, they at least the way they were going at the time, was very big issues. And children couldn't read or tackle those issues.
An 8-year-old was not going to go to a comic book store. An 8-year-old was going to the toy store.
Yeah, but still, that's what they were trying to... What else was Power Pack? And I'm assuming this other Psy-Force one or whatever it is.
It was
geared toward.
Right. It was geared towards
kids.
It should have been geared towards, but I'm saying, skewing a little bit older, getting rid of this baby kid in it. This little...
There's a baby kid
not
in
baby,
it?
Like a 10-year-old dorky kid. Geek-tastic little
kid. Stupid.
And it didn't...
Geek-tastic kid.
He was geeky. But I thought they got rid of that badness of him initially. Is that still recording over there?
Yes.
I don't see.
The red light's
on. As long as that red light's going. But it got better. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good yet. Certainly better than the last issue, which was a train wreck. And let me say, on the whole...
It's not as bad as the train wreck as Kickers.
These covers are terrible.
Oh, the covers are terrible.
I mean, going into the comic book store and seeing your X-Men's and Avengers and...
Oh, my God.
...Batman's and Green Lanterns, I'm not picking up this crap.
Well, I'm telling you what, even this text... I know I made fun of it before.
Yeah.
But this text and these things...
And the Psy-Force text.
Oh, my God, they're terrible.
They're very...
I can't even describe them as, like, 70s lame, because they're not even 70s lame.
They
like,
were 80s bad.
Just bad.
They were bad.
We are the cheesy people of the 80s.
The funny, like, let's... Psy-Force, not great, but better.
Even Justice? That's terrible.
Justice
the Justice cover
terrible.
Is really bad. Really, really bad.
They didn't fight the Hounds in the jail cell.
I know they didn't fight the Hounds in the jail cell. The comic was better, and I like that this dude is sort of a bad man. Like, this is, again, your Punisher kind of a guy, but dressed in, unfortunately, a very slick haircut of the time.
He had a mullet.
Can't go wrong with a mullet in the mid-80s.
That's sadly the great part about it. 1986... The mullet was a thing to go for.
I can place the time that these were published.
Instantaneously.
So dated.
Like, if he cut off the mullet thing, that would be this day. Today.
He did get rid of it. Now the turquoise with the lightning bolt going across of it doesn't...
That does not speak badass.
Does not speak chick magnet to me. Right. Lightning the girls are not flocking to Justice. But the comic is okay. And I'm making fun of Justice a little bit for the turquoise, but as goofy as it was, I wanted to find out who the heck this guy was in this book. As bad as it looked, like the scene where they're...
The Justice covers never happened in the book.
They're bad. Do you remember the scene in there where he's flashing back to the people on the little cars that are flying through the air?
Nope.
Oh my God, I've got to flip to this because I actually thought about it when I was reading it. And I was like, oh my God, this is so bad. I mean, it felt like somewhere between a Voltron episode and... I know, I'm dating...
Anytime you can reference Voltron...
And Thundar. Okay, Thundar the Barbarian.
Thundar
the Barbarian. Now, it's not as bad as the ads inside of her foofer, but take a look at foofer. Take a look at that on the right-hand side there. Those flying through the air cars. I thought, oh my God, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I'm sorry, I was looking at the left. What is up with his glasses?
The glasses are horrendous.
Oh no, no, this is Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon,
that's
there
what
you
it
go.
Is.
Cyclops!
That is Flash. Right out of Flash. Like the one. I'm trying to think of an actor who was in the Flash Gordon movie, but I can't think of. Timothy Dalton. No, Timothy Dalton. He played a James Bond. He was a James Bond, wasn't he?
Oh, I've got it on the tip of my tongue. He actually played Topol! Yes! Got it! Topol was actually the second casting for Fiddler on the Roof. And
what?
I'm a married man with three children, so if you're wondering...
Like, see these little bikes here?
I am manly, even though I know who was the second fiddler.
See, these little bikes here, that's what they rode in the entire movie of Flash Gordon.
Which was awesome.
Was it? Was it awesome?
I have watched it, man.
Was it?
A part where he takes the bad guy and throws him onto spikes.
I know.
And his eyeballs come through.
Why did he melt?
Because it was awesome. No.
Just that's
if you've seen Flash, like I've seen Flash, you know those eyeballs.
This looks exactly
awesome.
Like Flash Gordon.
Well, I tell you about someone sticking the thumbs into the eyeballs and squirting them out of the eye sockets, and then you're like, eyeballs squirting out is awesome, and you're like, ew, eyeballs pulling out of eye sockets.
Madeline's making reference to Battle Royale.
Yes, I am.
Her 12th birthday.
The reality is nothing about this guy says tough
bad.
Guy to
no.
me. It all it says all no. I
am going to jail and
says,
I am
says,
a bad
blue
dude.
And
a
lightning bolt and even has a striped belt.
Yes.
I have a striped belt and I'm so special.
Even I have to say uncompelling but in a compelling way. Like I want to figure out why the heck he's like this. I have to tell you.
I can't
you that.
Believe you are reading this.
I swear to you I'm reading it.
It's
I,
terrible.
I'm reading it.
It's terrible but
well,
we're reading it.
Justice is not terrible.
Okay. Are we going to go to Gumdingerland?
Okay, that's the ad. Gumdingerland. don't make
it's an ad.
Okay, what's the next worst amongst these? These five.
Spitfire.
I don't agree with you at all.
Excuse me. Spitfire or Nightmask?
Okay, I would go to Nightmask next because
Flash.
I liked Spitfire.
You saved every one of us. Sorry. What is going on with this guy's head? I'm sorry. Look at what's happening here.
It's
horns
his little crown
and
thing.
And a goatee. Really?
It's his little crown thing.
Yeah, there's some.
I just wanted to point it out. And I'm gonna...
There's some. Like I said, I don't know what's happening in this other world, but I can't stop watching. Like
I bet
find,
he's like their long lost son.
I at least want to find
son.
Out what's going
it's
on.
Our son.
He's like the Punisher, and they're flashing to
right.
The,
wow. Oh no.
It's like the Punisher in the '70s.
My son. My son that went to Earth.
It's
and
Punisher
his name
meets
Justice.
Punisher meets Xanadu. That's what it is.
Oh yeah, good way to put it.
Thank
Punisher.
You.
Man.
Thank you very much.
Oh look. Look,
okay.
Guess what?
Nightmask?
He's so cheesy, he brought Rebecca Black.
Nightmask? Is that where we're going?
Yes.
Nightmask? I did not dislike my Nightmask.
That's why we're doing it the
fifth
to last.
Nightmask is a character that, of course, is going to dreams to fight, and it's a lot of that man versus self problem. I like the fact that he came out of the dream and did a lot of help for the character outside of the dream. I mean, really helped that guy on the ledge.
What guy on the ledge?
On the fire escape.
Don't you mean... Yeah, and he interact. I like his sister's character.
Oh, yeah. In the wheelchair, the girl?
Yeah, the girl in the wheelchair.
Yeah. I thought it was decent.
And the... Yeah, I like the girl in the wheelchair, and she's just like... In the last issue, she was just, like, the girl who woke him up.
I think Nightmask could have been saved. Made it past that death knell for New Universe. New Universe, you know, made it to about a year, and then they canceled half of it.
Oh.
They just killed half the universe. It was pretty junky.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk Merc next.
No!
All right, Spitfire
Starbrand.
Next. Starbrand? Okay. Starbrand, what do you think about Ken?
He is
a man imbibed with worldly powers who does not want them.
Oh, look, there's a person locked in her car, and she's being abused by her boyfriend.
Yeah, but she's not. It's all a trap. It's a setup for him. I like the concept of a guy who has these powers and does not want them. A lot of talk was it was shooter autobiographical. Does not want the stress or the strain. I thought it was interesting. It takes place in Pittsburgh. A
mm-hmm.
lot of references to where we live, Mads.
Oh, look. Going to a Pirates game.
Right. I thought it was okay. it's not my favorite of the run.
We're doing Spitfire next. You know
okay,
that, right?
Spitfire 5. Let's talk Spitfire, because you did not like it, and I actually liked this one. You go first on the don't like phase.
It was poopy.
Why? Gotta be more specific. You can't just say it was poopy.
Can I read it again?
Let's take a look at it. Let me talk about why I liked it. I liked the change in it that, first of all, the execution I thought was awesome. You've got a character who is confronting a problem and taking it out, just literally taking a man into an arrangement and shooting him, putting a laser to his head and killing him. I thought that was the real concept of it. And while the troubleshooters are still very cliched, very ridiculous, I love...
The troubleshooters are like, oh, romance. Yeah, oh, look at me. I love you. But you love...